Sean Rosen, part of the team that discovered and developed the Canadian Malartic gold mine, which vies to be Canada's largest by production, is looking for a corporate partner to help fund his latest project, Caribou in British Columbia. The concept might follow how Goldfields, NYSE, GFI, JSE, GFI, invested for half of Windfall in Quebec this year with Osisko Mining, TSX. OSK, a company with heritage similar to the Rosen-led Osisko Development, TSXV, ODV, NYSE, ODV. Australian and South American miners who want a foothold in Canada might lead the candidates for partner, Rosen said in an interview with the Northern Miner from London in December. The CEO says he's already been discussing options with potential parties for more than 6 months in a tough funding market despite the price of gold hitting all-time highs this week. The partner would help raise the forecast $588 million to build the underground Caribou mine 700 kilometers north of Vancouver. Osisko is targeting an operating permit by mid-next year, followed by less than 2 years of construction. The project is part of the company's longer-term plan to develop the legacy of brownfield sites around Caribou. By getting this beachhead in there, the power and the mill, this becomes a central processing facility for many more mines to be developed in the open, Rosen said. We like to find these big systems, bring new science, bring capital intensity. Caribou is expected to produce about 1.9 million ounces, gold over a dozen-year mine life. It has an after-tax net present value of $502 million at a 5% discount rate and a 21% internal rate of return at a US$1,700 per ounce gold price, according to a feasibility study released early this year. BC granted environmental approval in October. The larger area features two parallel prospective trends totaling 83 kilometers. 19th century site. Osisko Gold Royalties, TSX, OR, NYSE, OR, another of the post-Malartic companies, acquired Caribou from Barkerville Gold Mines in 2019, then spun it out to Osisko Development when it was created in 2021. The royalty company still holds about 40% of Osisko Development and a 5% net smelter return on Caribou if the mine is built on the site dating from the 1850s. Rosen wasn't satisfied with the project early on. Osisko Gold Royalties bought 19.9% of Barkerville in 2015 and within 2 years worked with Barkerville to slash its more than 4 million Oz resource estimate to less than 100,000 ounces. Then they began drilling 750,000 meters, which now shows 5.3 million ounces, gold total across all categories. It falls somewhere between incompetence and just lack of execution, Rosen said. Back in the day, expert dollars were hard and they were bootstrapping these projects. We've seen this a lot of places where we go in and then we have to scrap the data set and drill from scratch to meet modern standards. Caribou has probable reserves of 16.7 million tons grading 3.8 grams for 2 million ounces, gold. It has 1.6 million measured and indicated Oz, and 1.7 inferred Oz, the study shows. The feasibility study disappointed some analysts. Caribou would have to raise $300 million before it could start the mine's second development stage because it wouldn't generate enough income, industry blogger Mark Turner wrote on his IKN site. The project has a later proposed startup date and lower grades than anticipated, BMO Capital Markets mining analyst Jackie Przybylowski said early this year. Stage 1 would have an average grade of 4.4 grams gold per ton. Stage 2 estimates 3.7 grams, according to the feasibility study. Resource nationalism. The funding choice, whether a partner and combinations of equity and debt, will depend on the market and potential dilution for shareholders, the CEO said. On the one hand, the price of gold soared to a record intraday high of US$2,100 per ounce on December 3 and Canada remains a top-tier jurisdiction. Geopolitics stymies Russia and China, and resource nationalism is limiting the appeal of countries such as Mexico, Panama, and others in Latin America. On the other hand, funding remains tough when large institutions and funds follow new environmental, social and governance rules limiting mining investments, and high inflation squeezes exploration companies. People aren't translating the fact that decarbonization is a mining-intensive activity, so that disconnect is surprising to me, Rosen said. We've seen a hyper-increase in input costs, and in Canada we're starting to see the drastic effects of the carbon credits, especially on the exploration side when fuels and aviation are required for remote sites. We're in the land of unintended consequences. Osisko wants to go almost all electric at Cariboo after securing 40 megawatts from BC Hydro at 6 to 7 cents per kilowatt hour, he said. It plans to use an autonomous tunneling machine, not often used in mining, to take advantage of soft sandstone host rock and reduce the use of explosives. Cariboo plans to use X-ray fluorescence and optical sorting to cut half the ore it mines from being processed to reduce energy costs, tailings and surface water impacted by tailings, Rosen said. Ramp access. The mill would process 4,900 tons of ore a day, just under a limit requiring federal review, for 220,000 ounces, gold per year. The company has already spent $235 million on project infrastructure, including the start of a ramp to access the ore body that runs about 350 meters down from surface and may go 1.5 kilometers deep. Osisko also aims to revitalize the central BC historical mining area around Cariboo with plans for water parks, outdoor art, sports fields and $20 million already spent on remediating old tailings ponds with the government. The company funds a local theater troupe and it's bringing triple-phase electricity to the town of Wells that will help industry and ski hills. In partnership with First Nations, it's sponsoring a roe release facility to increase the salmon population, and a caribou calving ground to help expand herds. The Osisko motto is "We leave everything better than we find it, not as good as, but better than," Rosen said. "We're creating infrastructure that everybody's going to use,